Good morning. Can you all hear me okay? Great. So, hi everyone. I'm Shikha Anand, and I'm the medical director and the lead evaluator for the fruit and vegetable prescription program that's run by Wholesome Wave, which is a nonprofit that's dedicated to promoting access to fresh fruits and vegetables for underserved families. And I'll be telling you a little bit about that program today. Okay. Hopefully this won't keep happening. So I have nothing to disclose. So just to go briefly through our learning objectives today, my hope today is that I'll be able to help you identify the key components of the fruit and vegetable prescription program, understand its impact on behavior, health, and community outcomes, recognize some key successes and challenges in creating robust partnerships between farmers markets and community health centers, and then describe the role of an integrated healthcare farmers market program in a community-wide strategy for health promotion in underserved communities. And it's a very short space, so hopefully we'll get to most of this in this time. So as I'm sure all of you know at this point, the public health concern of obesity remains very large. There has been some flattening of the effect, particularly in younger children, but there's some early data to show that the disparities are actually increasing rather than decreasing. So one way to look at this is through the Action Model to Achieve Healthy People 2020 overarching goals, right? And so I think we all know really well that there are individual behaviors, but those individual behaviors are couched in layers of social, family, and community networks, living and working conditions, and then broad social, economic, cultural, health, and environmental conditions and policies. And certainly this issue of food access is very emblematic of this process. We know really well that food access varies based on level of wealth in a community. So just to talk a little bit about fresh fruit and vegetable consumption, replacement of calorically dense foods with fresh fruits and vegetables is one strategy to promote healthy weight. Many of you know about 5-2-1-0, and the 5 in the 5-2-1-0 is 5 fruits and vegetables a day. So it's very commonly part of the strategy that clinicians and public health officials use to promote healthy weight. And we know from the literature that limitations and perceived limitations to healthy food access are significant predictors of fruit and vegetable consumption in underserved families. And just to give you a little bit of sense of perspective, for a low-income family of four to meet the 2005 dietary guidelines, they would have to spend between 43% and 70% of their food stamps on fresh fruits and vegetables. So really, that's a pretty significant effect on what else they can buy to feed their family in a given month. And I didn't say this as part of my introduction, but I'm a pediatrician in a community health center, and certainly when I counsel patients around obesity, the ones who really are guideline adherent, who really try to eat those fresh foods, tend to run out of money to buy them at the beginning of the month. So one family in particular would usually end up in tears in my office at about the middle of the month because they had been eating healthy for the first 2 weeks, and the second 2 weeks all they had left money for was rice and beans, a Latino family. But, that's a pretty significant challenge for our health system. So a little bit about farmers market voucher programs. So, we know that they increase the access to and consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. We know this from the literature. The literature is actually fairly scant in this area. The evaluation work is just starting to take off in this realm. And some of that is related to data collection at the farmers markets, which is improving exponentially over time, but has been a challenge in the past. We know from the literature that they encourage consumers to shop at markets they might not otherwise have known about, as well as try new foods. In some studies, redemption rates have remained a challenge, with a rate of about 50% in one study in Massachusetts. And we know from some of the literature that the greatest benefit is for families who both receive education and coupons, and that education can take can occur in different settings and be different types of education. So we'll tell you a little bit more about how we do it in our program. So the fruit and vegetable prescription program is something that I co-founded in 2010. As I said, I'm a pediatrician, and I had been counseling around obesity for a really long time. And it didn't take very long to figure out that my families didn't have financial access to the fresh fruits and vegetables, as in that story I just told you, and that they also didn't have physical access. I work in an underserved part of Boston, and they're just at the time there weren't farmers markets really around, and there was no access in bodegas or other small stores, and grocery stores were pretty hard to find. That's changed a little bit in some areas of the country, but it hasn't changed quite enough to make access real. So our program is a farmer's market voucher program that incorporates health behavior change messaging from a primary care team. And it was very important to us that we make that direct connection between food and health for the families we serve, and that's inherent in this program. And we integrate clinical and community efforts to promote healthy eating through these partnerships between community health centers and farmers markets. So in our 2012 data, which I'll get to a little bit later, we worked in 11 communities around the country. And as part of signing up for the program, we ask that a community health center or other healthcare site partner with a farmers market and come in together to devise the program with an understanding of their particular community context. The prescriptions are given out by the primary care team during primary care visits each month. These are planned obesity visits, typically. And the prescriptions can only be redeemed for fresh fruits and vegetables, not prepared, not processed. And they're done at the community farmers markets as often as each week. It improves the financial access to fresh fruits and vegetables for these families, just to give you an idea of the amount of benefit. It's about $1. It's $1 a day for each patient and family member. So it works out to $128 per month for a family of four. So it's a pretty significant benefit. And it promotes physical access to fresh fruits and vegetables in underserved communities by helping sustain the market. So one of the challenges in underserved communities is that they don't have the customer base to grow their markets or to sustain their markets. And so programs like this actually help move dollars through the markets, which we'll show you a little bit more about later, and then help sustain the markets themselves. So just to give you some idea of how the program actually works, you can see there's a clinic visit each month. They get counseling on nutrition, and they tend to get they set self-management goals as part of this visit, part of which includes increasing their fresh fruits and vegetables and really developing an action plan of how they're going to weave this into their life. And then they go into the farmers market cycle, which happens 2 to 4 times a month. When we started the program, we asked that they go weekly. And over time, we've realized that that may not be so convenient. There are a lot of transportation issues in some of the communities that we serve. So it's either twice a month or every week. And it's family choice. There aren't guidelines per market. So I'll speak a little bit about kind of four key areas of impact. You know, the first is the changes in the family knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors regarding fresh fruit and vegetable consumption in farmers market. I think there's historically been a lot of rhetoric around the fact that, you know, either underserved families aren't interested in eating better or, you know, they don't know enough to eat better. And so some of this is around their knowledge, attitudes, and behavior. We'll look a little bit at their health behaviors and outcomes. We'll talk a bit about the integration of health promotion across the healthcare and farmers market settings, and then a bit about market revenue and sustainability. So just to give you a little bit of an idea of who we served, as I said, we worked in 11 communities across the country for a total of 380 patients. 306 of these patients in 2012 were children. So ages 2 to 18 and either overweight or obese. And the other patients were actually pregnant women. And so the data you see here for the enrollment is across those two populations, but as we drill down, we'll actually focus on the children because the sample size is larger. It's a little bit easier to look at. So, you know, you can see the mean age of child is 11.4 years, and you can see that for example, many are publicly insured or uninsured, have other food assistance, are largely a minority ethnicity. And then if you look at the past farmers market usage, you can see that 54.3% of the population has either never or rarely been to a farmers market in the past. So we're really talking about new market customers and something very different than kind of improving access for those who are already going but maybe can't afford it completely. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the consumption and the health center visits and the money spent. But as you can see, the average family went to the health center 4.5 times, and the intervention period is about 4 to 6 months. A lot of the places where we work, the market season's really short, and so we're always looking for ways to sort of extend that market season, but it's been based on a traditional farmer's market, not necessarily a winter market or anything like that. And then they spend about $471 per family and visit the farmer's market about 12.1 times over the season. So to tell you a little bit about the changes in knowledge, we had significant changes in the fruits and vegetables grown in the community or in the area, the markets that participate in the program, as you would expect, the importance of fruits and vegetables in the family's diet. So there's really been this kind of training from the primary care team around how important this fresh food consumption is. Where to buy locally grown produce in my area? So certainly as we transfer from the market season kind of out into the regular season, there's a lot of training that occurs on where else families can go to sort of sustain their lifestyles. And then how to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables. So there was not a significant effect in how to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables, and this has not historically been a core component of the program, but we've been looking at whether or not we'd like to add that in. Particularly, there are some market demonstrations that occur, but they're not widespread throughout the program. So we have a huge evaluation in which there are pre and post surveys, there are enrollment surveys, there are end of season interviews, there's a final convening that essentially we conduct focus groups. So this is kind of pieces of data from all of that because the time is fairly short. So one of the key attitudes for me was that there was a significant change in families having enough of the kinds of foods they want to be able to provide for their family. And then in terms of their behavior, the increase in very often / always use of farmers markets went from 16.4% to 77.8%, so statistically significant. And then a decrease in the use of supermarkets, which was also statistically significant. So this is kind of some early evidence to show that they've shifted their shopping habits, that they've sort of moved from generally going to supermarkets to purchasing their produce at farmers markets. So in terms of the impact on behavior and health, as I said, there are 4.5 mean health center visits, and the average family spends, the slide did not come out quite right in my edits, $471 was spent in FERX over about 12 farmers market trips, and then that should be the next bullet, which is 60% of children increase their fruit and vegetable consumption, and the mean difference was about 1.22 cups daily, and it was a statistically significant increase. And of note, 37.4% of children decreased their BMI, and the mean difference was about one BMI point. And so this is a really short cycle to see BMI change. Again, it's a 4 to 6 month window. We're in the process of exploring sort of the sustained effect of the program, but it is interesting to see that there is actually a change in BMI, even in a very short window. And again, this is in children, so they can actually grow into their weight, so it is actually possible to change their BMI very fast. And we're in our fourth season now, and this is consistent. It ranges between about 37 and 39% season on season. So a little bit about the factors influencing the change in the fruit and vegetable consumption. Children who are older, and this is from our general linear regression model, children who are older actually do better. They increase their consumption more. Those families who use all of their prescriptions increase consumption more. Those who attend more health center visits, probably because they have more prescriptions. So just to talk a little bit about our successes and challenges with integration. So the way in which we run this program is really as a large group. You know, we run a learning community that has both health center partners and farmers market partners. And, you know, in our first year, we didn't actually even know if we could get them to communicate with each other because they speak really different languages, for those of you who work in one space or another across those spaces. And so we've done a lot of work around trying to build an innovative learning community where they can share best practices, where they can talk about data collection, where they can talk about ideas for improvement. And that's been incredibly successful, and year on year is one of the most loved parts of our program from our participants. But even with that, we asked both the health center partners and the farmers market partners about how easy or difficult the following were in working with the other. And so on the left, those are responses from the farmers markets. And on the right, those are responses from the healthcare side. And so you can see, so one is very easy and five is very difficult. And you can see that there are actually real differences between how the farmers markets view it and how the health center views it. So there are still these barriers where coordination and organization actually seems more challenging for the health center. Data collection and communication all seem really, really much more challenging for the health center. And interestingly, you know, the farmers market said communication with the health center was relatively easy, but health centers actually said communication with the farmers markets was relatively hard. And some of this is, again, like the general operating systems. I mean, you can see that the health center answers are a little bit more negative in general. Everything's a bit more difficult because the time constraints tend to be different. But this is still something we're trying to work on, is how to optimize that communication. So a little bit about market revenue and sustainability. Each household spent an average of $352. 26 farmers markets received $121,000 in total revenue from FVRX. 86% of farmers market program managers running FVRX reported increased or greatly increased revenue for their markets, and we've anecdotally heard that it's actually saved markets, that markets that were about to close down have actually been revitalized, not only with the dollars coming through because of the families, but because of this consistent presence that starts to draw in other members of the community. And then for the patient, from the patient side, 87% of the patients agreed or strongly agreed that they would purchase fresh fruits and vegetables at the farmers market the next year, even if the fruit and vegetable prescription was not available. And this is just a little bit more. This is the subjective data from the farmers markets. And, you know, they really said that it increased the community involvement with the farmers market. It increased kind of the all customers, the foot traffic, and the customers using federal benefits, and that it increased their market revenue. And so, you know, really big effects from the market side, particularly in these vulnerable communities. So just to kind of recap some pieces of the value, right? We have integrated programming, data collection, and a learning community across farmers markets and primary care partners. For the healthcare partners, the integration with the community resources to support healthy eating is really important in this concept of the medical neighborhood. So there's this idea that primary care should be sort of the health home, but should connect really nicely to the community supports that also promote health. And this certainly fits into that very nicely. We've heard reports of provider satisfaction in promoting wellness, improved patient relationships, a lot from the leadership level around positive press. We launched in New York City this year, and, you know, there was CNN coverage and Fox News coverage, and that tends to work really well for these, both the health centers and the markets. On the market partner side, the integration with healthcare is important, and really being health promoters and feeling like they're part of that. The farmers market managers tell us that's really important. The increased referrals from the healthcare partners beyond the program. So there's just this heightened awareness at the health centers of the fact that the farmers market exists and what the timings are and things like that, and that actually promotes the foot traffic well beyond the bounds of the program. And then the new customers to market and also the positive press. And then for the family health behaviors and patient outcomes, I mean, you know, the increased fruit and vegetable consumption, the decreased BMI, and the changes in shopping habits that we talked about earlier. So just a bit about our future work. You know, in 2013 and in 2014, we're looking at expanding to new healthcare partners. We started by focusing this program on community health centers. And we're now looking at hospitals and large multi-specialty clinics, and we'll probably extend beyond that over time. We've also expanded to new retail partners, so we've been looking at green carts and grocers in part to think about extending that market season. Expansion to new populations. Our first test at that is adults with diabetes. We had started with children because we had a kind of a life course theory that grounded our work, but we've realized in this current climate, return on investment is incredibly important, and return on investment in children is very far in the future. So our motivation to look in adults with diabetes is to see if we can impact things like hemoglobin A1C with a program like this, and make a little bit tighter draw a tighter line to sort of return on investment. And then evaluation of the program impact on patient activation and provider self-efficacy and satisfaction. So really thinking about how this makes our stakeholders feel. We've done a lot of qualitative work around that, and we're going to do a deeper dive in this next year in 2014. And then the evaluation, as I said, of the persistence of change in fruit and vegetable consumption. And we'll also actually be looking at potentially controlling data and thinking about comparison groups. That's been challenging to execute in the past due to limited funding, but we may be able to get there next year. So that's all I have. Thank you for your attention, and we'll take questions at the end of the session.